AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Trump says he's considering ways to serve a third term. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
In an NBC interview, he says there are methods which you could do it. Here's Trump later Sunday on Air Force One.
So many people are saying, you've got to run again. They love the job we do.
The 22nd Amendment says no one can be elected president more than twice.
I don't want to talk about a third term now because no matter how you look at it, we got a long time to go.
NBC's Kristen Welker asked Trump if one potential avenue to a third term was having Vice President Vance run for the top job and then pass the baton to you. Trump responded, well, that's one, but there are others, too. There are others, he said. I'm Julie Walker.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says parts of the country will see severe weather through today.
Severe weather is starting to break out this afternoon, and it's going to spread eastward through the day Sunday into Sunday night and then even into Monday. So the biggest risk on today, Sunday, kind of stretches from portions of Northeast Texas across a lot of the lower Mississippi Valley, Tennessee Valley, and into even portions of the Great Lakes.
The World Food Program has begun aid distribution in Myanmar after a devastating earthquake that killed 1,700 people. WFP Myanmar Director Martin Dunford described seeing roads that have been buckled, power lines down, and buildings that have collapsed in and around the capital.
I went to a hospital yesterday where WFP started our distributions. Completely collapsed, and there were emergency crews trying to dig out either survivors or recover bodies of people who've been caught up. So, you know, very devastating, but by all reports, the situation in Mandalay itself is much, much worse.
This is AP News. The mortgage company Rocket is buying competitor Mr. Cooper in an all-stock deal valued at $9.4 billion. The city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip is being evacuated. AP's Charles Ledesma.
The Israeli military has issued sweeping evacuation orders covering most of Gaza's Rafah, indicating it could soon launch another major ground operation in the southernmost city in the Gaza Strip. The evacuation orders appear to cover nearly all of the city and nearby areas. The military is ordering Palestinians to head to Muwasi, a sprawl of squalid tent camps along the coast. The orders have come during Eid al-Fitr, a normally festive Muslim holiday, marking the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. Israel ended its ceasefire with the Hamas militant group and renewed its air and ground war earlier this month. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to Hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.